In Northwest sports, the University of Washington officially introduced its new head basketball coach to players and the public. Longtime Syracuse assistant coach Mike Hopkins replaced the fired Lorenzo Romar. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel tells 88.5's Kristen Kendrick that Hopkins is already facing his first challenge.
Art, let's start with why Washington wanted Mike Hopkins.
Well, it was obvious from the Wednesday presser that he's a very engaging, charming, high-energy guy, and that was made plain by all the references that he brought from the college basketball world. He's a very dynamic guy, and I think a lot of people were impressed. You couldn't help but be impressed by the guy. But again, I was there for Lorenzo Romar, his predecessor, 15 years ago, and Romar won that presser, too. So you don't want to put too much into that. But I do think that his endorsement from Mike Krzyzewski to his boss, Jim Boeheim at Syracuse, and particularly his tenure as an assistant coach with USA Basketball, which is the organization that puts forward high school and college teams and the Olympic team in international competitions. And everyone who has been around him there has said from a local, national, and international background, he's the guy. He's an excellent recruiter, and he knows the X's and O's part, so I'm not surprised why Washington spotted him and pulled him away.
Well, why did Hopkins want to come to Washington when he was the designated successor to the legendary Jim Boeheim at Syracuse?
That was the real surprise, because everyone thought that it doesn't get better in college basketball, really. I mean, yes, Duke, North Carolina, Kentucky, but certainly Syracuse is in the next tier of great programs. But actually, that's why he didn't want to be there, because he would be forever in the shadow of his predecessor. Jim Boeheim is a legendary figure, and as soon as Hopkins had his first three-game losing streak as head coach, everybody would say, well, he's not Jim Boeheim, and should have done a national search, and, you know, he doesn't have the chops, blah, blah, blah. Well, Lorenzo Romar didn't leave a big shadow after missing the NCAA tournament 6 years in a row. Hopkins has a chance to build a powerhouse here if he can, because no one's going to be comparing him to Romar.
Well, the one thing Romar did leave behind is a stellar recruiting class for next year, but the star recruit in that class is now in question. Michael Porter Jr. of Seattle's Nathan Hale High School had requested to be let out of his national letter of intent for the University of Washington, and the UW has apparently granted that. Of course, Porter Jr. was named the National Player of the Year after leading Nathan Hale to an undefeated season in the state 3A championship. And because of Lorenzo Romar's firing, he said that's why he wanted out of his letter of intent, right?
Right. The one sour note in the Wednesday press conference was that Hopkins didn't have a very good answer for not being in touch with Porter or his father, Michael Porter Sr., who was Romar's assistant coach last year. Romar and Porter Sr. are friends from 30 years back, and Porter Sr. moved his whole family out here for that 1 year, and the anticipation was that Porter Jr. and his younger brother, Jonte, would be Huskies. Well, that isn't happening, so everything is sort of in suspension. The first action of Hopkins in his duty as Washington coach should have been to call Porter Jr. or Porter Sr., and that didn't happen. And it didn't happen up until apparently Wednesday, because in the press conference, he had a very awkward answer as to why he hadn't been in touch. Maybe he doesn't want Porter, but he was the best player in the country last year. A courtesy call would have helped. And so that was kind of an awkward misstep at the beginning. But I think most Husky fans are pretty excited about this guy.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can find our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.